Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Blue Zones Challenge by Dan Buettner translates the well-known Blue Zones research into a practical four-week reset designed to make healthy longevity feel doable. Building on years of investigation into regions where people commonly live long, vibrant lives, the book shifts focus from medicalized hacks to everyday systems that quietly shape behavior. Instead of asking readers to rely on constant willpower, it emphasizes changing surroundings, routines, and social cues, so the healthy choice becomes the easy choice. The program is structured as a guided challenge, encouraging small, cumulative actions related to movement, eating patterns, connection, stress relief, and purpose. Buettner also draws on principles observed in places like Okinawa, Sardinia, Nicoya, Ikaria, and Loma Linda, showing how culture and community can support well-being. The tone is motivational and action-oriented, aiming to help readers build momentum quickly while creating habits that can last beyond the four-week timeline. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, turning longevity research into a four-week action plan, a central idea of the Blue Zones Challenge, is that longevity is not mainly the result of a single breakthrough habit, but of many small, reinforcing patterns. The book packages those patterns into a four-week structure so readers can focus on a manageable set of changes at a time. Rather than treating the Blue Zones as distant curiosities, Buettner presents them as evidence that long life is often a byproduct of ordinary living. The challenge format creates urgency and clarity. Each week invites specific commitments, check-ins, and simple experiments that keep the reader engaged without requiring perfection. This structure helps people translate big aspirations like living longer and feeling better into daily actions such as adjusting meals, planning movement, or arranging more social contact. The program also encourages measuring progress in practical ways, like noticing energy levels, sleep quality, mood, and consistency, not just weight or other narrow metrics. By the end of the month, the reader has a repeatable process for continuing improvements. The result is a bridge between research and real life, designed to make behavior change feel less overwhelming and more like a guided lifestyle upgrade. Secondly, designing your environment so healthy choices happen automatically, Buettner consistently argues that environment is a stronger lever than motivation, and the challenge encourages readers to make changes that reduce friction for healthy behavior. In Blue Zones regions, people often move naturally, eat mostly whole foods, and connect with others because their surroundings support it. The book applies that logic to modern life by prompting readers to shape their home, kitchen, workplace, and schedules. Examples include making nutritious staples easier to see and reach, reducing cues for mindless snacking, and arranging routines that promote walking or other gentle activity. The broader goal is to remove reliance on heroic self-control. When the pantry, calendar, and social plans nudge you toward better defaults, you conserve mental energy and create more consistent outcomes. The approach also acknowledges that many people fail because they attempt drastic changes while keeping the same triggers around them. By focusing on choice architecture, the reader learns to build a personal system that supports long-term consistency. This topic matters because it offers a practical explanation for why the same person can behave differently in different contexts, and it provides a toolkit for making the healthier behavior path feel natural rather than forced. Thirdly, eating the Blue Zones way with practical, repeatable patterns. Food guidance in the Blue Zones Challenge typically emphasizes patterns associated with longevity hotspots, mostly plant-based meals, sensible portions, and routines that make healthy eating sustainable. Instead of centering on strict rules or trendy restriction, the book encourages a style of eating that prioritizes vegetables, beans, whole grains, nuts, and other minimally processed foods while keeping indulgences in perspective. The value of this approach is its flexibility. It can be adapted to different cuisines, budgets, and household preferences, especially when readers learn to stock and prepare a short list of reliable meals. The challenge format also helps readers practice implementation details, such as planning ahead, simplifying grocery decisions, and choosing defaults that reduce decision fatigue. The book ties eating behavior to social and environmental cues, suggesting that how and with whom you eat can be as influential as what you eat. By focusing on repeatable patterns rather than complicated meal math, the guidance aims to support stable energy, healthier weight management for many people, and an overall lifestyle that is easier to maintain. It positions food not as a constant battle, but as a daily opportunity to create small advantages that accumulate over time. Fourthly, natural movement, stress downshifts, and daily recovery. Another key topic is the shift from intense, sporadic fitness efforts to consistent, low-friction movement and recovery practices. Blue Zones populations are often active without formal exercise routines because movement is built into daily life through walking, gardening, chores, and social activities. The challenge encourages readers to adopt that mindset, aiming for frequent, gentle motion that fits their current ability and schedule. A Alongside movement, the book highlights the role of stress reduction and regular downshifting. Longevity is not only about what you do, but also about how often your body returns to calm. The program therefore makes space for routines that lower chronic stress load, such as quiet reflection, breathing, light stretching, prayer, or other personal practices that create a pause in the day. This matters because stress can influence sleep, appetite, relationships, and adherence to any health plan. By pairing daily movement with deliberate recovery, the book promotes a more holistic picture of resilience. It is not framed as an athletic training plan, but as a life design approach where energy, mood, and physical capability gradually improve because the reader is practicing steady inputs rather than extreme bursts followed by burnout. Lastly, purpose and community as the hidden engine of long life. The Blue Zones Challenge treats social connection and a sense of purpose as core components of health rather than optional extras. In many longevity hotspots, people are embedded in multi-generational communities, have clear roles, and maintain regular contact with friends, family, and neighbors. The book brings this insight into the challenge by encouraging readers to build or strengthen supportive circles and to clarify what motivates them beyond short-term goals. Purpose can make healthy routines feel meaningful instead of burdensome, and community can make them easier to sustain through accountability and shared norms. The topic also expands the definition of a health plan. It is not only about nutrients and steps, but also about belonging, service, and relationships that buffer stress. Readers are prompted to consider how to create more frequent moments of connection, whether through shared meals, group activities, volunteering, or simply reaching out consistently. This perspective can be especially powerful for people who have tried self-improvement in isolation and found it hard to maintain. By addressing the social and psychological dimensions of longevity, the book argues that a longer, better life is built in community, supported by routines and relationships that keep people engaged, valued, and emotionally resilient. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a clear, time-bound reset that goes beyond diet talk and addresses the way real life shapes health. It will appeal to people who like structured challenges, busy adults who need simple defaults, and anyone who feels stuck in cycles of motivation followed by burnout. The benefit to the reader is practical. It helps you redesign daily routines so healthy behaviors happen with less effort, and it broadens the goal from short-term results to long-term vitality. By emphasizing environment, social connection, and purpose alongside food and movement, the plan can improve energy, mood, consistency, and confidence that change is sustainable. Compared with similar wellness books that lean on strict rules, complicated tracking, or one-size-fits-all prescriptions, the Blue Zones Challenge stands out for its systems mindset and its grounding in observed lifestyle patterns from longevity regions. The 4-week format makes it easier to start, while the underlying principles are meant to continue afterward, turning a short program into an ongoing lifestyle. If you want an approachable, research-informed guide that prioritizes doable actions over perfection, it is a strong purchase that can keep paying off well beyond the initial month. If you would like to support Dan Buettner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.